over Melbourne. Time to talk some footy now with the Western Bulldogs. They've got such a big fortnight, as I mentioned. They've got the Giants and the Hawks. If they're to play finals, they've got to win those two games and hope that Carlton loses its last two against Melbourne and also Collingwood. And Ed Richards, who's probably, according to Mark Stevens anyway, in career best form. And he joins us. Ed, thanks for your time.
Morning, gents. How are we?
We're going okay. What's the environment like at the Bulldogs at the moment, knowing you've just got to win if you're going to play in September?
Yeah, I mean, the vibes are still up. We're still looking to make a case for September. We're positive and, you know, we obviously it's not the best situation having to leave our fate in the hands of another team, but hopefully it can happen for us.
What was the fallout from last week against the Dockers? You went in as a pretty strong favourite at home where you play your best footy, knowing what was at stake, and you came up quite a fair bit short. What was the post-match analysis like?
Yeah, we just didn't use the ball at all well throughout the whole game, whether it was going inside 50 or like exiting the ball. So really brought their sort of turnover game into play, which cost us with, you know, not enough pressure through the middle of the ground. And, yeah, look, we just put it down to just got to use the ball better and just be more accurate, especially going across the arc. We just wasted too many opportunities and ones that could have easily kept us in the game and kept us competitive.
Is it a blip on the radar? Is it something that you walked out of the review thinking, yep, we can fix that, that's no dramas? Or is it something that could potentially damage the confidence going into your last two?
No, I don't think the confidence will be down. I think we're still pretty bold side and we want to take the game on. So it's something that definitely can be fixed this week on the training track. Well, we've got training today, so hopefully we'll have a good session and that'll flow on into the game against the Giants.
Hey, what about yourself this year? You're now settled in at half-back. It seems like your natural position on the football field. Is that what you think?
Yeah, definitely. I played a bit of footy there in my first year, then moved to play a bit of more wing forward, but I've really enjoyed my time down playing back this year. Had like immense help from Rowan Smith and a lot of the other players down there, like Caleb and Keithy and stuff. So it's been a really good experience for me. Obviously, we haven't won as many games as we all probably would have liked, but I've really enjoyed my year so far.
Did you push to be settled into one area? Because we've seen you at half forward, on a wing, you know, half back now. Did you say, okay, it's time to settle down?
Yeah, I did. I wanted to sort of cement my role in a position at the football club. I had struggled in different areas and struggled to sort of be that player that was constantly moving around. I mean, it's hard to sort of cement yourself in the 22 when you haven't really got... You haven't really found yourself a position, so I was I wanted to settle down at half back and see how I went there.
Just looking again at last week's game with Fremantle, they were able to really walk through the middle of the ground unopposed at many times, so it made it really difficult for you guys as defenders. Firstly, has that been addressed? But then secondly, people will say then, but the Bulldogs, they're a zone team. They play a zone defense more than they play one-on-one. Is that fair?
Yeah, that is our system. We do like to play a sort of zone defense, and we reference each other more so than referencing one-on-one opponents, which, to be honest, this year we haven't gotten right every single week, so that's probably why there's breakdowns and there's quarters where we have lapses, but we're still trying to learn and still trying to grow around our system, and it's come as a surprise to quite a few of us that we've been dropping off in quarters, but that's something that we pride ourselves on, is playing our defensive system and sometimes, yeah, as you said, Freo were able to go through the middle of the ground a bit on the weekend, and I'm sure the Giants will try to do the same because they're pretty bold with their ball movement. So we're just going to have to be switched on for the last couple of rounds, and hopefully we were able to get it done.
I want to go back to the point you made before about settling in at half back. Now, you said how that's how you started at the Western Bulldogs. I remember watching you at Carey play in the role that you're playing now for the Bulldogs, and that sort of halfback, sort of sweeping type of role. Now going back there, but with the experience of playing different positions, are you better at it now with the other sort of tools that you've now got in your kit bag, or have you felt that going back there, you've just slipped into the role you know how to play? Hope that makes sense.
That makes sense. I think I would say I am better at it because of all the other experiences I've had. I mean, something that I think the coaches and especially Bevo likes about all of us footballers that we're versatile and we can play different roles. So that's something that he likes to, I think he likes to do, to play you in different positions so you can see where you can benefit the team, not just the position that you were potentially drafted in. So I definitely enjoyed my other experiences, but this year especially, I think it's definitely helped me. But I've definitely enjoyed it a lot more.
Yeah, it certainly shows with the way you've played. So just with the next 2 weeks ahead, what's been the theme from Luke to the players? Is it you've got a 2-week final series here, you've got to win the next two. If we're any good, we win the two, we make finals, or is it just worrying about the Giants first and not worrying about Hawthorn the next week? How is it being packaged up this next fortnight?
Well, I hope it doesn't sound too cliche here, but I mean, we are taking it 1 week at a time. We've got to win both, but at the same time, we really have to focus on the Giants. I mean, they caused a bit of a headache for us defensively last time we played them. We were lucky enough to be pretty strong offensively, so we've just got to focus on the Giants this week, and then we'll focus on Hawthorn the week after. We haven't really looked at anything to do with the Hawks, but they obviously touched us up last year in Tassie, so that'll be another challenge for us.
Yeah, and I guess you've got that confidence that if things go well, you know how deep you can go into September from the first week of the finals, from cutthroat finals the whole way through. You know how to get it done under pressure as a group.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of been a little bit of a trademark over the last few years. Obviously, we would have liked to make the four last year, but didn't eventuate like that. And we obviously had a strong final series, just fell short at the last hurdle. But we're pretty confident that our best footy can beat anyone. So we're just looking to have a strong last couple of rounds, and then we'll see what happens.
Ed, thanks for your time, mate. Congratulations on the footy you're playing across halfback. It's great to see you settle back there. And who knows? I'm sure everyone thinks that the Bulldogs are a little bit dangerous this time of year. So you're very much an intriguing team over the next couple of weeks.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.